RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, for listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, today in history, focus, and news in brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Bank Indonesia issues five policy packages. In-depth affirms government economic package unreal. Indonesia to broaden cattle imports to reduce prices. Now the news in detail. Following the government's lead, Bank Indonesia and BI has issued policy package on the monetary side. Quoting from Bank Indonesia's official website on Wednesday, September 9th, there are 5 points in the policy package. The first point is strengthening control of inflation and encouraging the real sector from the supply side of the economy. The details include strengthening coordination of inflation controlling team, TPI, and the regional inflation control team, TPID, in order to accelerate the implementation of national and regional implementation control roadmap. The second point is maintaining stability of the exchange rate by maintaining the confidence of market players in the foreign exchange market. The third point is strengthening management of rupiah liquidity. The fourth point is that Bank Indonesia will strengthen the management of demand and supply of foreign exchange. By adjusting the pace of foreign exchange swap auction frequency from twice to once a week. The last point is further step for strengthening the financial markets. Bank Indonesia provide hedging swap facility to support infrastructure investment and at the same time strengthening the foreign exchange reserves. Institute for Development of Economics and Finance INDEP said on Tuesday, September 10, that the new economic policy package would not be able to respond to urgent economic problems. INDEP economist Annie Srihartati said the package that was launched on Wednesday would not be able to respond to urgent problems such as the public purchasing power, the depreciation of rupiah and the unemployment. She told Tempo on Tuesday there is nothing wrong with the package, but Indonesia needs a quick response to urgent problems. The three urgent problems are the public's purchasing power, the depreciation of rupiah, and the unemployment. Those are real, but this package is not the answer to those problems. According to Annie, the first point of the package should have been focused on restoring public's purchasing power and stabilizing prices to boost consumption and stimulate the real sectors. Any added the economic policy package did not elaborate how the government would prevent rupiah exchange from being undervalued. Indonesia will seek to import cattle from the broader range of countries compared with the present time. This was stated by Chief Economist Minister Darmin Nasution on Wednesday as part of efforts to reduce the cost of beef, which has contributed to keeping inflation high. He said during the announcement of a stimulus package in Jakarta, getting more supplies will make beef prices more competitive. The package is intended to support the rupiah, help contain inflation and prone up a surging growth in Southeast Asia's largest economy. Minister Darmin Nasution said that a further installation of stimulus aid would be announced at the end of September. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. State-controlled construction company Waskita Karya plans to spend 10 trillion rupiah, around $698 million, on the construction of the 12 stretches of toll road next year. The company said it would revise its plan to issue 1.5 trillion rupiah in bonds next month and float Waskita Beton Precast, its concrete precast maker subsidiary, in an 4 trillion rupiah initial public offering early next year in order to help funding the projects. Waskita President Director Muhammad Khalid said on Wednesday, bond issuance depends on company reputation. He said the company will also likely sell new shares in Waskita Beton next year, but this still depends on market condition. The toll road projects won by Waskita include Depot Antasari in the Greater Jakarta area, Kuala Namu Tebing Tinggi in North Sumatra and Solongawi, Kertosono in Central and East Java. PTT PCL, Thailand's largest energy firm, said on Wednesday it will sell its state Nepal mail business in Indonesia for undisclosed sum as part of a plan to divest non-core assets, the Thai firm said in a statement. Its subsidiary, PTT Green Energy, PTT will sell its entire holding in PTT Green Energy Netherlands Corporated, PTT GE, to its partner in the operation, Sindon Palem Ltd, an affiliate of PT Kalpataru Bestama. PTT had been investing since 2010 in PTTG, which has interest in 7 palm oil companies in East Kalimantan with a total area 78,877 hectares. PTT will disclose financial details of deal when the transaction is completed, the statement said. The PTT unit had in June sold its 95% stake in palm oil business in Indonesia for $35 million. ASEAN Mayor Forum agreed to establish ASEAN Secretariat Mayor Office in Makassar, South Sulawesi. It was part of a 5-point agreement signed during the forum held from 8 to 10 of September 2015. Head of the Public Relations City of Makassar, Firman Pagara, said the decision was made due to the strategic geographic position of Makassar in Indonesia, that is a state members of ASEAN Mayor Forums to build strong cooperation and communication.
Makassar sebagai center point of Indonesia, positioning
Makassar as the center point of Indonesia is located in the mid Indonesia, that is its other city to access. It should be better for other countries to communicate and come up with cooperation, both in west and east part of Indonesia. Makassar is the only representative region to become ASEAN Secretariat of the Mayor's Forum. Furthermore, Firman Pagara also mentioned that besides Makassar, several other ASEAN member states have also stated their readiness to join the Secretariat Office. In addition to establishing the ASEAN Secretariat Office in Makassar, the ASEAN Mayor's Forum also agreed for other points, namely strengthening ASEAN connectivity network, strengthening ASEAN city institution, sharing best practices and training among members, as well as educational training and welfare for all. Indonesian Institute of Science LIPI increased research to conserve plants in many districts in Indonesia. LIPI not only conserved in Indonesia, it also exchanged plants material from many countries based on the ecosystem similarity. It was stated by researcher of plants conservation of LIPI, Siti Sophia, to RRI Voice of Indonesia in a public discussion of biodiversity conservation at LIPI's building on Wednesday.
Ada beberapa tanaman yang kita dapat dari luar negeri.
There are many plants that we got from foreign countries. The Indonesian people must get information. We know that another kind of breeding may improve our knowledge. Secondly, there must be educational staff. Similarly, the third point is that we might need Indonesia, precious or controlling countries such as Mexico. There should be database on illiterate people in every region. There should be warning for regional heads to consider before it can be a problem if it is many. It depends on plants characteristic and by the botanical garden it is not a problem.
Ini karakteristik tumbuhan, tapi kalau di kami di kebun raya tidak merusak ekosistem.
Meanwhile, Deputy of Biodiversity Unit of LIPI, Annie Sudarmonwati, said that the sustainable conservation is expected to slow down the extinction of plants in Indonesia, which has biggest present-day diversity in the world. The last item. The Makassar Investment Forum signed Memorandum of Understanding to establish Public-Private Partnership Center, Triple P Center, to accommodate private sector investment interests in the cities. The Investment Forum was part of ASEAN Mayor's Forum series meeting held in Makassar, South Sulawesi. Head of the Public Relations City of Makassar, Firman Pagara, said that the Triple P Center will conduct effort to bridge businessmen interests to invest in cities of ASEAN member state, saying that such interests often faced bureaucratic obstacles in terms of regulations. The Makassar Investment Forum was participated in by trade delegates not only from ASEAN member states but also from outside, namely New Zealand, United States, Australia, Belgium, and Spain. The Triple P Center is a forum whose business sector is facilitated by regional governments to voice their needs to impasse without regulation obstacles. The Indonesian government has stated to open wide foreign investment opportunities to deal with economic slow growth caused by rupiah weakening against US dollar. That's news from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Listener, a commentary today entitled Congratulations on Radio Day. Tomorrow, September 11, 2015, Indonesian nation will commemorate the 70th anniversary, or commonly called Hari Bakti Radio, which means the Day of Radio Dedication. The day becomes extraordinary, mainly for the employees of Radio Republik Indonesia, RRI, because this annual event reminds the cornerstone of their devotion as a remembrance to the state and nation. Hari Bakti Radio in Indonesia stems from the establishment of Radio Republik Indonesia, RRI sponsored by young people in the early period of independence. With high spirit, they try to keep the independence of Indonesia to be actually materialized and to gain recognition from other countries in the world. Then radio was regarded as the most qualified channel to disseminate information about the people's struggle and the existence of a new state, the Republic of Indonesia. Facilitated with studio equipment and transmitter from the ex-Japanese colonizer and the Dutch colonial heritage, the then Indonesian youth endlessly relighted the spirit of the resistance against the invaders in order to maintain independence, which was proclaimed on August 17, 1945. The history records how Yusuf Ronodipuro and his colleagues were successfully using radio studio belonging to the Empire of Japan in Jakarta to broadcast the proclamation of Indonesian independence so it could be heard widely in various parts of the world. More phenomenally, the national hero Bung Tomo's speech in Surabaya on November 1945 was also channeled through radio. His strong opposition could ruin the spirit of Indonesian freedom fighters to expel the Dutch colonialists who tried to keep their foot again in Indonesia. They gained by backing allied troops that just defeated Japan in the World War II, but finally they were driven away by Indonesian fighters. When the quantity of mass media was not so many as today, Radio Republik Indonesia RRI service noble task to unite the nation in this vast country in one understanding. This was a hard job for the radio crews of RRE. However, time has brought about changes in the various lines. Radio is no longer the only medium of information delivery, which is regarded to the fastest and most effective, not to mention the changes in outlook and behavior over the use of mass media. Nowadays, the radio crews must be able to answer various needs of the community. Demand for competition is very high, especially to achieve the most reliable, highly anticipated, and foremost predicate in promoting the development and improvement of people's prosperity. In this era of globalization, a radio technology which is able to penetrate the borders between countries can make radio crews around the world join hand in hand to build a better world. This is in line with the ideals of the nation and the state of Indonesia, which has participated in the establishment of the world order based on freedom, lasting peace, and social justice. Happy Radio. Listener, that was commentary today read by Rahmana.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, it's nice to be with you again. I'm here, Mana Rahmana, in our regular program Today in History over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Well, we start from an event of September 10, 1945, when Married People Security Agency, or BKR, was established. People Security Agency was a body set up to perform maintenance tasks along with the people and state services. The People Security Agency was established by the Preparatory Committee for Indonesian Independence, or WPKI, in its meeting on 22nd of August 1945 and announced by the then President Sukarno on August 23, 1945. The announcement of the establishment of the People Marine Security Agency was also greeted enthusiastically by young people who served in the maritime field, students and teachers from academy shipping. They took the initiative to maintain order and security in each port. Pioneered by Mas Padi, the youth held a meeting. The outcome of the meeting on 10th of September 1945 established Central BKR, led by Mas Padi, and subsequently it was legalized by the Central Indonesian National Committee. The next event was in 2003, when Ilva Ana Maria Lindh was staked. Ilva Ana Maria Lindh was a Swedish social democratic politician, chairman of the Social Democratic Youth League from 1984 to 1990, and a member of parliament from 1982 to 1985 and 1998 to 2003, joining the government as a Minister of Environment in 1994. She was appointed to a Minister of Foreign Affairs by Prime Minister Göran Persson in 1998 and considered his successor as a party chairman and prime minister, neither of which posts had ever been held by a woman before her assassination in September 2003. And the last event was in 2014, when Invictus Games was held. Invictus Games is an international Paralympic sport event on which the participants of the sport were ex-disabled army soldiers. The sport branches competed in the event were wheelchair basketball, sitting volleyball and indoor rowing. The first Invictus Games took place at Queen Elizabeth Olympic Park in London, England on 10th of September 2014. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Listener, it's nice to be with you again on our program Focus through RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. For today's edition, I would like to highlight the meeting of ASEAN Mayors Forum, expected to give solution for economic growth in the region. Keep being with us in www.voi.co.id. The countries in Southeast Asian region joining in ASEAN keep preparing themselves for ASEAN Economic Community, AEC, which will effectively take place at the end of 2015. The preparation was like the holding of a meeting called ASEAN Mayors Forum 2015, attended by 60 mayors of ASEAN member countries in Makassar, South Sulawesi. The meeting among the ASEAN mayors took place from 8th to 10th September 2015. In this meeting, they discussed some strategy projects that will be jointly undertaken in ASEAN region, including investment opportunities ahead of the implementation of the ASEAN Economic Community by 2015. In addition, the regional heads also discussed the issues of environment and social cultural aspects. The ASEAN Mayors Forum 2015 was closed with the signing of Makassar Declaration. The two-day meeting in Makassar, South Sulawesi produces five joint commitments to build cities in ASEAN. They are to strengthen regional government, interconnectivity cities in ASEAN, ASEAN standardization and certification, education and welfare for all, and the establishment of ASEAN Secretariat Mayors in Makassar. Some figures in attendance were former Minister of Environment Erna Witular, former Indonesian Ambassador to the USA Dino Patijalal, and the Mayor of Bogor Bima Arya, Mayor of Jambi Sharif Fasha, and South Sulawesi Governor Sahrul Limpo. Mayor of Makassar Ramdan Pomanto said that the meeting plays a key role for relations, economic and political center of gravity of East Indonesia, whose investment potential needs to be optimized. The forum emphasized the importance of policy and institutional framework of commercial areas that will give confidence for investors and also will produce a new breakthrough for the ASEAN region. Meanwhile, Bogor Mayor Arya Bima said that the ASEAN Mayors Forum 2015 is expected to create a concrete agenda to address the threat of global economic crisis. According to him, countries in Southeast Asia will face a very important agenda, namely ASEAN free trade. There is a tendency that Indonesia may face it hard. Thus, Indonesia needs to establish joint effort to promote networking, not only with regional heads throughout Indonesia, but also all regional heads of ASEAN. Indonesia needs to share and exchange experience to address any crisis. The ASEAN Mayors Forum 2015 themed 1000 Cities for ASEAN. South Sulawesi Governor Sahrul Limpo at the opening of ASEAN Mayors Forum 2015 pointed out that ASEAN is an answer for Indonesia and other ASEAN countries to deal with possible challenges ahead, including ASEAN Economic Community, AEC. He also requested for better investment arrangement in the region. Listener, that was Focus Today, read by Rahmana.
Hello listener, welcome to headline of some national newspapers published on Thursday, September 10th in Jakarta. Kompas in its headline writes about Indonesia's economy should be motivated. To drive the economy and protect low-income people due to the economic downturn, the government launched a package of economic policies to be followed by a subsequent policy package. Some people assessing the appropriate policy to move the economy. President Joko Widodo at the State Palace, Jakarta, Wednesday, delivering the first phase of the economic policy package. This policy aims to move back the real sector, which is expected to provide the foundation of the future for Indonesian economic progress. The president added, to achieve that goal, the government to deregulate 98 to rationalize the number of regulatory rules in order to strengthen consistency and cut irrelevant regulations or hampering the competitiveness of national industries. Media Indonesia writes about September the 1st package will enliven Indonesia. Indonesia is now being sick. Economic stimulus package announced by President Joko Widodo at the Presidential Palace on Wednesday is expected to be a cure for economic crisis. Through a policy package of the so-called 1 September package, President Jokowi focusing on the real sector. President believes the package will strengthen the economic policies of the national industry, developing small and medium enterprises, facilitate inter-regional trade, and making tourism passionate. And we conclude today's headline with Republika that writes about September package promote a real sector. A total of 89 regulations are overhauled to eliminate duplication of licensing. President Joko Widodo announced
the first phase of the first stage of economic policy package on September 1, 2015 in the Presidential Palace. The first stage package policies consist of three steps. Firstly, encouraging national competitiveness through deregulation, law enforcement, and business certainty. Secondly, to expedite national strategic projects by eliminating barriers and completion of the project. Thirdly, to increase investment in the property sector. The government is also pushing electronic-based services in order to permit more consistent. In addition to simplifying legislation, the government is also speeding up the realization of strategic projects which accelerate clearance and procurement and legal discretion. Listener, that was today's headline.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. Following the government's lead, Bank Indonesia and BI has issued a policy package on the monetary side. Quoting from Bank Indonesia's official website on Wednesday, September 9th, there are 5 points in the policy package. The first point is strengthening control of inflation and encouraging the real sector from the supply side of the economy. The details include strengthening coordination of the Inflation Controlling Team, TPI, and the Regional Inflation Control Team, TPID. In order to accelerate the implementation of national and regional inflation control roadmap. Institute for Development of Economics and Finance in-depth said on Tuesday, September 10, that the new economic policy package would not be able to respond to urgent economic problems. Indonesia will seek to import cattle from a broader range of countries compared with the present time. This was stated by Chief Economic Minister Darmin Nasution on Wednesday as part of efforts to reduce the cost of beef, which has contributed to keeping inflation high. State-controlled construction company Waskita Karya plans to spend 10 trillion rupiah, around $698 million, on the construction of 12 stretches of toll road next year. PTT, previously Thailand's largest energy firm, said on Wednesday that it will sell its stake in a palm oil business in Indonesia for undisclosed sum as part of a plan to divest non-core assets. ASEAN Mayor Forum agreed to establish ASEAN Secretariat Office in Makassar, South Sulawesi. It was part of a 5-point agreement signed during the forum held from 8 to 10 of September 2015. Indonesian Institute of Science, LIPI, increased research to conserve plants in many districts in Indonesia. LIPI not only conserved in Indonesia, it also exchanged plants material from many countries based on the ecosystem similarity. The Makassar Investment Forum signed Memorandum of Understanding to establish Public-Private Partnership Center, PPP Center, to accommodate private sector investment interests in the cities. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id. You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary art, as well as art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you Sumpat Handicraft. So stay tuned. listeners, Lam tribe is the oldest tribe in the province of Bangka Belitung. They live in Air Batik Hamlet and Pejan Hamlet in Bangka Regency, Bangka Belitung province. Lam tribes is also called as Mapur tribe because initially the majority of tribe members live in Mapur village. This tribe is touted as one of the community that strongly holds customs and traditions of their ancestors. This is what makes this tribe is unique. In this modern era, they still believe on the course of nature. They believe they are born from the world. Hence, they are very appreciate the world and believe course of nature will befall them if do not protect it. The daily activity of Lom society is farming. They also make a variety of webbing for sale. One of the oldest crafts in Bangka is sumpat, which is often sold as souvenirs to tourists. Sumpat is a webbing container made of pucat, which is used to serve rice. Pucat is a basic ingredient in making sumpat. The plants that grow in the swamp in currently is quite difficult to find. Sumpat itself, since ancient times until now, often used as a container to put rice when the Lom tribe go to the fields. The rice which is placed in sumpat can last to 24 hours without having to be heated. The making process of sumpat starting from looking pucat as raw material. After that, the pucat is soaked with hot water, then hung it to dry. It is repeatedly soaked with cold water and left for about 2 days. In the process, the making process of sumpat is actually quite complicated. To weave a sumpat, it takes approximately 12 hours. Well, listeners, it should be patience to complete this sumpat. Accuracy is also necessary to see the corners of pucat until it become a beautiful plated mats. For those of you who visit Bangka, do not forget to see the making process of sumpat in the Air Abik village. There, you will also recognize the uniqueness of the oldest indigenous tribes in the Bangka Regency. When going home, do not forget to buy sumpat as your souvenirs. It costs about 50,000 to 100,000 rupiah each. Listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topics Sumpat Handicraft from Bangka. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Miscellany. Today's edition presents you the meaning behind kecak dance. Happy listening. When it comes to tourism place in Indonesia, the first place crossing through your mind may be Bali. Yes, Bali usually becomes the main destination of foreign and domestic tourists to spend relaxing time. The most sought-after thing when tourists visit Bali is Balinese typical dance, namely kecak dance. Kecak dance is indeed an amazing dance. Besides, it requires to have many male dancers. This dance also has meaning. This dance is shown by tens of male dancers who sit in circle lines, accompanied with certain rhythm and say cak while raising arms. Overall, this dance describes the story of Ramayana, when lines of apes led by white apes named Hanuman help Rama against Ravana. Raising arms describe flaring fire. The flaring fire protects Sinta, Rama's wife, from Rahwana's attack. Rama uses fire because Rahwana, the evil giant, is afraid of fire. The scenes of kecak dance taken from the story of Ramayana have moral values like the loyalty of Sinta to her husband, loyalty of Laksmana to his brother. Moral value is also seen in Burung Garuda, or eagle-like mythical bird, that wants to help Sinta from the grip of Ravana until he sacrifices his wife. In the story, Ravana is described to have bad characters like greedy or forcing to take things that are not his. Loyalty is also seen in the younger brother of Ravana named Kumbhakarna. Although he doesn't like the way his brother acts, he still helps him against Rama's troops to show loyalty to the country. Historically, kecak dance comes from Sanghyang dance, which is usually performed to remove disease and protect Balinese people from evil threat. It certainly contains many values both in philosophy and art culture. In a religious way, Balinese people believe that kecak dance is a ritual dance to call goddess, to expel disease and protect people from evil power. The goddess who is usually called in this ritual is Dewi Suprabha or Tilotama. Black and white philosophy in the epic of Ramayana clarifies values in kecak dance. It because the epic of Ramayana clearly shows the good and the bad. It is different from the epic of Mahabharata, whose philosophy is gray. Movement and sound become characteristics of kecak dance. They are the simplest part, which are done together, so that it becomes an important philosophy for universal brotherhood. Well, listener, that ends today's miscellany on the meaning behind kecak dance. I'm Harnita. Thank you for listening.
Tomorrow. tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back to Music Corner, a special segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, both traditional and modern ones. In today's edition, we'll introduce you to a music group and one a cappella group named Penta Boys, which enliven Indonesian music. We will firstly introduce you to Haltio Band. The band that comes from Garut offers a new color in the Indonesian music with five personnel: Aden, the vocalist; Yusan, guitarist; Jai, guitarist; Kims, the bassist; and Aulia, the drummer. In their debut album entitled Terlahir ke Bumi, or Born to Earth. As a new band, Haltio has its own typical music and lyrics that give the impression and bring the listeners into the melodies and romantic nuances. Well, listeners, let's listen to the first song entitled Kau Bukan Siapa Aku. Happy listening. Well, listener, the single Kau Bukan Siapa Aku was the first single from Haltio's mini album entitled Terlahir Kembali. Aden, the singer, also songwriter of the band, said that single Kau Bukan Siapa Aku even became the hero of their involvement in music. Shortly, if we want to know about Haltio Band, the single Kau Bukan Siapa Aku can be the answer. According to Aden, the single can describe what color and type of their music, how the character of Aden's vocal, Yusan with harmony guitars, Kim's sound of basses, Jay with the strains of guitar classics, and Aulia who plays the drum with full energetic. The new color with typical music and lyrics that could give the impression to the music lovers. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song from Haltio Band, which is formed on February 7, 2008, entitled Tak Tersentuh or Untouchable. Happy listening.
Hidupku ada yang bisa menggantikan senyummu di jiwaku.
Listener, wherever you are, now we'll see another group band, namely a cappella group with a group name Penta Boys. The a cappella music may not be widely known in Indonesia, but in many countries, this type of music classified as the most desirable because it can encourage the audience even without helping any instruments except from the sound of mouth. It is also unique that carried Penta Boys. It's been 11 years, they still survive. The group that consisted of five personnel, namely Armando Zidan, Marta Dinata, baritone, Indra Gunawan in sopran, Joka Tatarang in baritone, and Ronnie Harvey, tenor, continues to exist in the Indonesian music industry. The group was established since 2000 in Jakarta. It focused on the local music because he wanted to introduce the cultural diversity that exists in Indonesia. However, as the development of music as well, they adjust to bring the hits that become trendsetter among the people. Well, listener, to conclude our segment of Music Corner for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Sayang Bilang Sayang and Angkat Telepon Sayang by Penta Boys. Let's enjoy the songs and sampai jumpa.
tanpa sadar ku telah jatuh hati padanya. Mungkin ini namanya cinta pandangan pertama. Tanpa membuang waktu, aku mendekatinya. Sekedar tanya dan minta nomor handphonenya. Siapa tahu aku bisa mengajak dirinya makan malam berdua ala orang Amerika. Aku pasang senyum manis agar terkesan romantis. Dia pun membalasnya meski sedikit meringis. Sejenak aku ragu untuk teruskan langkahku. Dengan tersipu malu akhirnya aku pun menjauh.
Ada apa denganku? Salah apa diriku? Selalu saja hatiku meragu. Tuhan tolong aku.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Yeah. That's right, baby. I tried to call you in many times, but it's no answer from you. Make complicated. Just answer my phone call, lady. Because I want to talk with you. There's something I want to tell you.
You never know. Selama ini ada bayangan yang ikuti langkah-langkah kecilmu. Don't you ever know?
Don't you ever know?
Ada seorang yang ingin lebih dekat, bisa menatap senyummu. Dari sahabat.
You know,
saat ini dia telah mencoba menelpon.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.